We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey there, it's Kelly and Anthony welcoming you to the Wake Up Calls full show podcast.
You can always catch us live on KFrog Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
But if you missed any of today's show or you just wanted to spend a little more time with us, you came to the right place.
So without further ado, let's take it away with today's show.
Let's go!
Woo! It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on Friday.
Yeah. Long, hot summer. We're waiting for the hot part. Yeah. I am so sick of this cold, rainy, gloomy weather.
Right.
And it's not even June gloom yet.
Did you notice you could see your breath walking in this morning?
No, I didn't notice that.
I held my breath.
Go back outside.
From the car to the building. No, I did have like the not frost, but my windshield was all, I couldn't see
like,
through it. I
had almost
the defroster on. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is the unofficial start to summer this weekend. So hopefully we'll get at least one warm day. I think today is supposed to be the warmest, actually.
And then more rain, but tomorrow?
I think, yes,
weekend?
Sunday it rolls back in.
Yay.
Yay. Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be great. But I did enjoy the freeway riding in today. I was like, there's nobody on the freeway.
Yeah.
And then I thought exactly what you said earlier, Ginny. I was like, until I go home. And then it's going to be packed.
Yeah. My drive was good. And then I got here and then I was roaming the halls and then someone decided to scare the living daylights out of me walking around, Ginny.
What?
Because normally when you're walking around here at 4, 5, whatever time it is,
nobody
and
here.
You
nobody
don't expect anyone to be here, so I open a door and all of a sudden I hear, "Gah!"
You wet yourself just a little.
Nearly.
Good thing there's no traffic. You can go right back home, change
your
pants, and we'll see you back here
adios,
at 5:15.
Goodbye, everybody.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 KFrog.
And it's a Friday tradition. We do dumb, drunk, or drugs. Let this be a warning of some things not to do heading into the weekend. These are real headlines. Anthony, you tell me the person in the headline. Dumb, drunk, or on drugs. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. From our favorite state of Florida. Woman arrested for battery in hedgehog custody dispute.
I'm going to say drugs.
No, this was just dumb. This was literally just a battle over the custody of a hedgehog that turned violent between a woman and her mother. Of course, this went down in Florida, so it's not too shocking. But when the police arrived, they said there was an altercation between the two of them. The fight started over the hedgehog's, quote, living arrangements and the mom not following directions on how to care for the hedgehog.
That does sound dumb.
Poor little Sonic. After the cops were called, the teenager lost custody of the hedgehog. Mm. It stayed with her younger siblings.
Okay.
All right, second one, still in our favorite state of Florida. Florida man arrested for crashing wedding during bride and groom's first dance.
If it's a wedding, it has to be drunk.
You are correct. Yes, Mark Sanderson actually invited himself to a wedding reception. After walking into the reception, he decided, hey, that man and woman look like they're having a lot of fun. I'm going to cut in. Well, it was a bride and groom, and it was their first dance. Could you imagine?
That's memorable.
Yeah, he was confronted by the security and staff of the hotel. When the police arrived, they say he was unsteady on his feet, slurring his words, and had bloodshot eyes. He was arrested.
Surprise.
Okay, last one for you. Woman arrested for belongings in cleavage.
Let's go.
That wasn't me.
I'm gonna say dumb.
No, think of all the things you could stick between your cleavage. It was drugs.
Hey,
yes, the woman was already arrested when she was getting her pat down in jail. She told the cops, oh, wait, hold on. I forgot that I have some pills between my boobs.
Whoops.
Yeah, the officers noted that there were 13 pills in her cleavage that they confiscated.
Huh.
So just think of it. I mean, women do cell phones. I've seen alcohol at Stagecoach.
It's had a lot of stuff in there.
I mean, if you don't have pockets, boobs are the next best thing.
Well, not for some of us.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Love it.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the wake-up call with Kelly and Anthony. Taking a look at what's trending this morning. Well, when one Massachusetts homeowner returned to his home and realized someone had broken in, he was terrified. But after a quick search, he realized that the intruder hadn't taken anything. Rather, they cleaned up.
What, they cleaned his house? They broke in to clean it?
They cleaned his house. The family found the home more perfect than when they left. They noticed when the family came home, the son noticed that the back door was open, so the family wasn't taking any chances. They called the police. They did a search of the house. They noticed that all the beds were made. The son's animals were stacked. They left an origami rose on the toilet paper. They scrubbed everything down. They did the shower, the toilets. Everything was clean except for the kitchen. What they're thinking now is that there was a cleaning crew that came in and cleaned the house, but I don't understand how they would have gotten in. Like, if you notice, like...
The back door that was open?
That could have been it, yeah. But, shoot, if anyone wants to break into mine and clean it...
Right? That is the best. Could you imagine them? They're all fingerprinting the origami rose, trying to figure out who broke in. All right, President Trump acknowledged 8 of our local police officers this week by awarding them the Medal of Valor. In total, 14 officers and firefighters were given the highest national honor given to public safety officials for exhibiting bravery. Azusa and Irwindale Police Department's 8 officers were recognized for their actions for a shooting that took place back in 2016 in Azusa, where the officers jumped into action to save innocent people from one man's rampage. Now, those officers that were recognized were Sergeant Thomas Avila III, Detective Manuel Campos, Sergeant Seth Chapman, Senior Officer Carlos Plancencia, Corporal Andrew Rodriguez Sr., Retired Lieutenant Xavier Torres, Sergeant Rocky Renwick, and my friend, Retired Sergeant Terry Smith Jr. I was actually texting last night with Sergeant Smith, and he was telling me that it was the coolest thing ever.
Oh, I bet.
To be there, to meet President Trump, to get an award like this. And I remember when the shooting happened, mm-hmm. I was texting with his wife and I was like, please tell me that Terry's okay. And she's like, I got the phone call that he's on his way to the shooting right now. And I was just, my heart sank.
Gosh.
And I couldn't imagine, you know, being his wife.
No.
I mean, as a friend, I was so concerned. And then to see what, you know, all these officers did to jump into action to save the community from one guy who was high on cocaine and decided that he was going to make, you know, a scene. So congratulations to all of these officers. And I think it's just another big reminder of how important all of our officers and firefighters are. So all of our first responders, big, big thank you to you.
Love the way you do get me started.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Woo!
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Now, in our homes, sometimes we find some unexpected things, visitors, mm-hmm. whatever you might want to call it. There was one family who discovered 80,000 bees living in their wall.
Ew, that just freaks me out. And they said that they noticed the hum, but they didn't think anything about it for 3 months.
Yeah, there was
until they finally called somebody.
A slight buzzing sound in their bedroom for 3 months. Decided one day, we should probably get this checked out. They had someone come in and they found the sound and they ripped the wall open. And sure enough, 80,000 bees. Not just a handful of them.
Oh, that's 80,000. A ton of them.
That's a lot of bees.
That is ridiculous. But sometimes you find those random things in your house. Sometimes it's gross. Sometimes it's unusual, like 80,000 bees. Have you ever found an animal or something like that in your home?
Not in the home, but underneath the home, we have a whole bunch of crawl spaces that I thought I had boarded up or fixed, but apparently not, because I've found raccoons coming in and out of there. Most recently, possums.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, a possum, a mama possum, I should say, and my dog. They didn't get into it. They were close, but they were like face to face, and the possum had like mouth wide open, showing all the teeth, so I had to pull them away and dart in the house. We were not going outside anytime soon.
Now you're boarded up in your
house.
With
that thing hanging out there. Yeah, not a fan of that. What about you?
I think the worst I found is I came home one time and there was a lizard had like crawled through just like one of those cracks in the sliding door. And I freaked out. I don't do well with like weird things like lizards. And so I put my son in another room. I locked him in there so he would be safe from this like ferocious lizard. And then I put on like the oven mitts. I went and got a bowl and I was like, okay, I can do this. Let me tell you, by the time I did finally catch him, I was so sweaty. I called my husband. I was like, you won't believe what happened. And he's like, it's a lizard, Kelly. Like, get over it. I was like, but it was in our house. It's not supposed to be in our house. Those are creepy, crawly related to Godzilla. Don't want that in my house.
If I came over, I saw you had oven mitts and a bowl, I thought you were going to bake something, not you were trying to catch a lizard.
No, I was catching lizards. Yeah. And now I think about it, I'm sure my husband at some point was watching on the camera going like, what is she doing?
I don't think I'll go home.
Reality TV. Yeah.
I'm working late today, babe, okay? Oh, here's a text message from the 909. This sounds like a horror movie. I saw a huge lizard's head coming out from the drain. I would throw the garbage disposal on so quick.
Oh, gruesome. Oh. Okay, this one's coming in from the 951. Says, in the middle of the night, I got up to use the bathroom, and there was a rat staring at me from behind the toilet. I caught it in a Tupperware, not caring that I was only wearing a nightie. I walked across the street and flung it.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Just let that baby fly.
All right, what happened with you?
I was at work, and it was the end of the day, and it was my my work partner, and we were cleaning up and setting up for the next day. I worked in a dental office, and I saw a mouse run across the floor. And so I was trying to catch it. I was chasing it, and I chased it into the doctor's office, and I shut the door. And I got on the floor to look for the mouse, and I couldn't find it, so I got up, and then I walked out of the office, and then I felt something in my pants. And I untied my pants because it scrubbed, and I saw fur, and it wasn't mine. And so I told my partner, I said, Angela, I said, I've got a mouse in my pants.
You stayed calm through all of this? I would have freaked out and ripped my pants off.
I know, I figured you would, but no, it didn't bother me.
It didn't bother me. There was a mouse in my pants, but it didn't bother me. I'm okay.
Fur that wasn't mine.
Hey, sometimes we don't shave your legs for a while, okay?
Oh. All right, here's one rolling in on K-Frog's Facebook page. It says, I found a tailless alligator lizard that was almost chopped in half with no back legs, still alive, crawling around my house.
Ooh, okay.
He just wasn't quitting. Wasn't giving up.
How about this one from the 951 text message that came in? My husband had opened the door to our garage from our laundry room, and he stepped over a baby rattlesnake. He was barefoot.
Ooh.
Could you imagine how bad that could have been if he would have just stepped on it? Ooh.
No. Even if I'm in steel-toed boots, I don't want to be anywhere around
a snake. Heck no. A snake, I am moving out of the house for sure. All right, let's hear about your encounter. What happened?
Several years ago, my son brings home a rosy boa, but what happened after about a week, it got out of the cage he made, and it was gone for 6 months. So we figured it just disappeared. And everybody hates snakes in our house. And so about 6 months later, my wife's getting kind of itchy in the middle of the night around 2 a.m. And she goes to the bathroom and she gets back in bed and she slips her hand under her pillow and she feels a big lump. She goes, what the heck is that? She gets up and takes a pillowcase and turns upside down and the snake flopped right on the bed. And
I feel like it's on me right now. Oh,
she screamed so loud that she woke the whole family up and all the kids jumped up. He goes, oh, my God, my snake. Thank you, Mom. And, man, she just laid into him.
I would, too. I'm afraid that is an animal that I would not let Carter have. Mm-mm. No snakes in my house because that's just disgusting.
Cringing. Just think, like, I can picture that so well.
Oh, EBGBs this morning. This has been fun so far.
Yuck. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Okay, here's something that I don't think I'll be sporting this summer.
Okay.
It's called the Gido Swim Brief. It's a Speedo that looks exactly like a pair of jeans.
Ew.
Not sexy?
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of a guy wearing a Speedo, period.
Yeah.
So it only costs $40. You can have this high resolution print Gido Speedo. It fits pretty tight, so they recommend buying one size up so it's not too tight on you. Is my body ready for this? No.
I don't think anybody's ready for this. I don't want to see this.
But okay, well, here. Look, since I had to look at it, you do too. It legitimately looks like a pair of jeans.
Yeah, it has like the back pockets on the butt and everything. That is just dumb. Guys, don't wear that. Please don't wear that. I have a feeling we're going to see that out at Stagecoach next year.
Yeah.
With a cowboy hat and some cowboy boots.
Don't give him any ideas.
All right, here we go with another one. Some summer attire for you. It's the Talkini. Part towel, part swimsuit. This is the new invention. They say they're melding the two essentials for everything you need at the beach. No need to carry a towel, and it's just easy. You wear it all together. It's your swimsuit and your towel, and it only costs $199. They say it's so cool because you can lay down when you're sunbathing, and it can also double up as a dress. Pretty much what it is, it's like a towel. They cut a hole in the middle, and you wear it over. But I guess it's part, they use it as your swimsuit as well. People online are just like, this is bizarre. And then the favorite one I like here, it says, the tan lines would be a total issue because how do you tan in a towel?
Yeah, you can't.
And the other part I'm thinking about, I'm looking at the picture here. She's laying down in the sand and she has the towel up behind her head.
Mm-hmm.
So you have no towel on your back. So now your back is sandy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's a horrible idea. And it's $200.
And I thought that'd be so nice. That way you don't have to carry your towel around. But again, too, if, you know, you're using it to dry off, now you have this wet towel touching you the entire day.
And true.
Would you down if you were swimming in that?
Right? Yeah. You're all out there drowning because of your towel-kini. And I just can't get over the fact that it's almost $200.
That's stupid.
Guys, people are actually buying this. They said they're almost sold out.
That's just dumb. Sew two towels together at home and cut a hole in it. Oh, you get the same thing.
Just carry your towel. Is it really that heavy that you can't carry it?
You know, it's not almost sold out. The Jean Speedo right here.
Gosh, hopefully we don't see any of this stuff at the beach.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1
K-Frog. 95.1 K-Frog, Travis Tritt right there, kicking off our Memorial Day throwback weekend. Going to have a lot of fun classic hits coming at you this weekend. But right now, we got to take care of business. That's another round of the 10-question takeover, looking to send someone to Tailgate Fest. You ready to play?
Sure, let's try it.
Here we go. Question number one. Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Peach State?
Georgia.
Georgia is correct.
Question number two. In the film Star Wars, C-3PO has a sidekick. What's his name?
R2-D2.
You got it.
In the game Twister, there are four different colored dots. What are they?
Yellow, green, blue, red.
That's correct.
Here we go with question number four. What player wears number 22 for the Dodgers?
Mike Trout.
No. He plays for the Angels. Sorry. All right, so still question number four. Who wears 22 for the Dodgers?
Clayton Kershaw.
Kershaw is correct.
Question number five. Tell us, how many members are in the band Old Dominion?
Six.
No, not six. Tell us, how many members are in Old Dominion?
Three?
No, not three. All right, we're on question number five. How many members are in the band Old Dominion?
Five.
Five is correct.
All right, question number six. In the movie Aladdin, what is the name of the main villain?
Jafar.
Jafar is correct.
Question seven. What shape is a stop sign?
Octagon.
Octagon is correct.
Question number eight. Tom Hanks recently told a story about how he was denied beer at Stagecoach. What's the legal drinking age in Montana?
Oh, 21?
21 is correct.
That was my trick question, too. Dang it. Good job. All right. Question number nine. The Stanley Cup final starts on Monday. Name one of the two teams playing in the game.
It's Stanley Cup hockey.
It is hockey.
Yes.
Okay, you're on the right track.
A shark.
No, they just got eliminated. Who's playing in this year's Stanley Cup?
The Kings?
Not the Kings.
I wish.
All right, it's question nine. The Stanley Cup final starts on Monday. Name one of the two teams playing in the game.
Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins, they're correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. If you get this right, you win the tickets to Tailgate Fest, okay?
Okay.
Big Boy will be performing at Tailgate Fest. He's best known for being a part of the group that sings songs like Hey Ya and Miss Jackson.
Outkast.
Outkast is correct. You're going to Tailgate
Yay!
Fest.
Yay, thank you.
We're sending you out to Leal Ranch in Eastvale, where you will get to see Brantley Gilbert, Brett Eldridge, Lee Bryce, and so many more.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Sarah, and I'm from Downey.
Well, Sarah, you have a great time out there. Tickets are on sale now, latailgatefest.com. And then we are giving the warning. Tickets going up next Saturday, but you don't worry about that. You got your ticket.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks hockey's over.
I'm glad you knew the legal drinking age in Montana was 21.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
7:50 here at K-Frog, and Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com, or you can call him at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Looks like there is some trouble for Hayden Panettiere's boyfriend, who could be actually facing some time in prison following his arrest for domestic violence. Now, earlier this month, the couple was arguing, and it allegedly turned physical. Now the LA County District's office, or DA office, has filed charges against Brian Hickerson with one count of felony domestic abuse. If convicted, he could face up to 4 years in prison.
All right.
Sorry, do the crime, do the time. All right, Harvey Weinstein is making headlines again this morning. After being accused of sexual crimes against many women, it looks like he might have reached a settlement to the tune of $44 million. Woo. Yes, this is a report that's going around. The Wall Street Journal says $30 million would be paid to the plaintiffs, where the remaining $14 million will be used to pay off the legal fees for everything that's going on.
Wow, cha-ching.
Yeah, after 16 seasons on The Voice, one of the staple coaches is saying goodbye to the red chair. It is not Blake Shelton. He will be back, but Adam Levine, it will not be back for season 17.
No way.
This is kind of shocking because he already said he was going to be back. The coaches were going to be Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson. Now, all of a sudden today, he's not back on the show. Instead, Gwen Stefani will be making a return to the show. So that'll be kind of cool for Gwen and Blake to be on the show together. But what is going on with Adam that all of a sudden he's just dropping out of the show?
Right. Yeah. He was signed on for season 17. We thought everything was going to be good. I mean, if you honestly think about it, or if you ask me, I think him and Blake are basically like the faces of that show.
Right. Well, yeah, they've been on since the very beginning.
And have been forever. So, yeah, I don't know if there's something we don't really know. I mean, if you look online, there's not really any source that says he's leaving because of blank.
I wonder, though, because late yesterday afternoon, it all came down. Ellen DeGeneres bought his home for $45 million. So I wonder if that money, he was like, you know what? I don't need to spin around and listen to terrible singers anymore.
Maybe I can just sit back. Going somewhere.
I don't know. They've been touring even when he's been on the show. So that's what I don't get. He's still working on his music.
Right.
All of a sudden, or is there going to be a scandal that we don't know about yet?
Dun, dun, dun.
Probably not.
I don't know. Probably not.
Here we go. Waking you up with the most country.
Wake up in the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 K-Frog.
Hopefully after the storm that we're going to get this weekend, we are well on our way to summer.
Let's hope so, because Memorial Day, the unofficial kickoff to summer. So we decided we're going to get a jump start on it. We're going to start talking about summer, hopefully bring on some of that sunshine. So Anthony, for you, when do you know it's summer?
Well, there's a couple things. I know it's summer when I get that first burn on my arm from the seatbelt.
Oh,
you know, when you get in the car.
Yeah, you get in the car, you're like, oh. That's the worst. Sizzle.
Also, the first day of turning on the air conditioning, there's just something about like when it turns on and you feel that that cool breeze inside of the house. Mm-hmm. It just always reminds me of summer. And then when my legs get to see the light of day, because I wear pants 90% of the time, and sometimes it's just way too hot and you can't
get a little tan on those legs.
And you betcha.
Yeah, for me, it starts when I start trying to figure out what diet I'm going to do, and then I take no steps to actually do that diet to get into a bikini. That's usually the first step of summer. And then the second one is planning my very first trip to the river, which just got it on the calendar, so I'm super excited.
Fun.
And I'm sure as soon as it gets closer, I'll be complaining that it's too hot. Oh my gosh, it's so hot out there.
Always.
But I can't wait. Bring on that sunshine.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fun. But we want to know, what is summer to you? What defining moment, what happens and you're like, oh yep, it's here.
So we're asking you, how do you know that it's summer?
That's right. We have a few text messages rolling in. This one from the 951 says, I know it's summer when it's 11 p.m. and the sun finally goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's up forever.
Yep. Judy weighed in on Facebook. She says, I know it's summer when I switch from sneakers to sandals. I can't wait for that.
It's another one. Yep. Here's one that says, from the 909, says, when my electric bill hits $400.
Ooh, maybe that's one we could do without.
Those
but
hurt.
Yes, yeah, that is definite reminder that it's hot outside. For you, how do you know when it's summer?
When the boat comes out of storage.
Oh, isn't that just a glorious feeling?
Right?
Oh, yes. It's like heaven's lights come down. It's like, ah, it's ready to hit the river. I love that.
I'm not a big like boat like guy. I always seem to get sick whenever I'm on a boat somewhere. Such a little baby.
You said it, not me.
Mother.
All right. 707 checking in with a text message says, I know it's summer when my kids are more bored than usual.
Oh, remember that being...
Mm-hmm. Well, you get so excited. You're like, summer break. And then like 2 weeks in, you're like, All right.
Now what?
Yeah.
Here's one on K-Frog's Instagram page, which you can follow at K-Frog Radio. It says, "When I hear Summertime by Kenny Chesney."
Oh,
I feel
yes.
like there's those songs that just mm-hmm. instantly tie summer in.
Yep,
it.
Take you right there. And I think Renee has the all-time best comment so far. She knows it's summertime when you wear nothing but a bathing suit and your boobs still sweat. Yep, boob sweat. For sure yeah. indication that it is summer. For guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get it, too.
You get it, too? Oh, okay, yeah. good. I want to know. We're just not alone.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
That's a wrap for the Wake Up Call's full show podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Make sure you rate and subscribe the podcast, and you can follow us on social media.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at K-Frog Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.